It's a new week. The old is gone, the new is here. It's time to shake off the past and prepare for a bigger future. Get your game faces on, grab a notebook, get ready to get focused and hit the week hard with your weekly fight plan. Each Sunday, you're going to get motivation, encouragement, and an occasional kick in the ass to propel you toward bigger success. Let's go. All right, fighters, welcome to the weekly fight plan, where we help get your head right for the upcoming week. And today, listen, I was thinking way back in the day, one of my common practices was I was doing a lot of work as a painting contractor for about 75% of my work was new construction with some really good high-end custom, you know, builders. We were doing, you know, homes that were, I don't know, anywhere from $850,000 on up to $3, $4, $5 million. Okay. So it was some nice stuff, right? And I used to think to myself, like, things would get slow from time to time. I'd have a few days in the schedule that might be open or whatever it was. And I used to think, oh, I wonder when so-and-so builders is going to have that house ready for prime. Because at prime, I could go prime the house, then I can invoice, right? And I did a third, and a third, or whatever we did at the time. So I'm like, I can get a third of the money if once we prime this thing, right? And so I was betting on a builder having a project ready for me in order to solve my open days on the calendar or my cash flow issues and things like that. And quite honestly, guys, in some ways, I would wait for them to come to my rescue. And I think back now to how flawed that was, because I was betting on somebody else to be my savior. I was betting on somebody else to come to the rescue. I was betting on somebody else to solve my problems. And that ain't good. Because as much as I talk about the importance of having your people, your tribe, who you hang with, and I will stand by that till the day I die, that who you hang with matters and has massive influence and all this other stuff. You can't do this alone, all right? You're not on an island in your life and in your business, all right? So please understand what I'm saying here. But if you have this mentality that you're waiting for somebody else to come and fucking rescue you, you're going to probably be waiting a long time. And so it's always going to be crucial to be careful who we hang with, and we can lean on our friends and those relationships and be there for each other. But today I want to share how important it is to go all in, put all the chips on the table, and bet on yourself. You have to be able to look in the mirror and go and say, I'm betting on myself. In fact, I don't have my journal sitting here next to me. It's in the other room. But anyway, I have problems just like you do. You know, the occasional personal issue, the occasional financial issue, the occasional health issue, whatever it might be. And from time to time, I will write in my journal to remind myself, I'm betting on me. I'm betting on myself to fix my own problems. Because the minute I start looking outside of me, again, like we've talked here before, I become a victim. I'm at the mercy of the builder having the home ready. I'm at the mercy of the customer agreeing to my proposal or not, or whatever it might be in your situation. So guys, don't be afraid to bet on yourself. Now, a lot of my confidence or my ability to be able to bet on myself and look in the mirror and say, you're a badass motherfucker and you got what it takes, is because I've worked hard to develop my confidence in myself. And here's the thing. If I'm going to make the case for why I'm going to have confidence in myself, a few things come to my mind. The first is, nobody benefits more than I do from me winning. Okay? Like, we talk about getting your own damn oxygen, right? We got to get our own oxygen. And if you're new to the show, oxygen is the money that you're paying yourself to support your life. If you're not giving yourself oxygen and you're trying to give everyone else oxygen around you first, you're going to die. You're not going to have oxygen going to the brain, money going to your life, and you see the correlation. All right, so I'm going to have confidence in me because nobody benefits more than me from me winning. And don't think for a second that you're being selfish if you think that same way. Second thing is nobody knows what's really inside of me better than me. My whole life, I've believed, and I don't know where this came from, but for as long as I can remember, I have always believed that I was put here to have a massive impact on humanity. Okay? And I don't know if that's one, if I impact one person or I impact 5 billion people, but I believe in my soul that I am here to impact people and make people's lives better. And I know if I can make your life better, it's going to trickle down. And so in essence, I could help one person, and each one person that I help can turn into 10,000 people that I help because of the things that I know that are inside of me. And so I'm betting on myself because nobody knows what's inside of me better than me. And that's one of the things that drives me. And listen, you know, there's been times in my life, I've been bankrupt, had tons of issues and things like that, and my own head trash and this and that. But I know that I have what it takes. I know that even though I'm fucking up in an area of my life from time to time here and there, I know I'm going to figure it out. Okay, so you take one of the biggest issues that most of you guys that were watching this or listening to this here or are dealing with is, Tom, I don't know how to make more money. I'm broke. I've been in this business for 12 years, 15 years, 20 years, 3 years, whatever it is, and I still haven't figured out how to make money yet. I've been there. But inside of me, I always knew that, all right, I might be getting my ass kicked right now, but I'm a fucking winner. I'm an FW, and I know what's inside of me, and I'm not going to cave because I'm going to be like water, man. Water keeps showing up year after year, month after month, day after day, hour after hour over the fucking rock, and water always beats the rock. And I'm going to be, that's what's inside of me. I'm going to be like water, and I'm going to figure this shit out. Okay, and that's one of the reasons I have confidence in me, all right? And the third is nobody has more control over my thinking and actions more than me. And that, to me, that's a great reason to bet on myself. Listen, these things apply to you as well. Nobody is going to benefit from you betting on yourself as much as you. Nobody knows what's going on inside of you as much as you. And nobody controls your thinking or your actions, unless you allow them to, more than you. And so whatever you're going through right now in your business, okay, bet on yourself. Whatever you're going through in your life right now, bet on yourself. Now, it's going to take you having a non-victim mentality. It's going to take some discipline. It's going to take a lot of things that we talk about here in the contractor fight. But I'm betting on you too. Because I believe if you truly take what I'm saying here to heart, you truly take some of the things that I've taught here in this community to heart, you're the safest bet in the world. Okay. See, I'm not going to wait around for a tax law. I'm not going to wait around for a certain party being in office. I'm not going to wait around for certain conditions in the market and the world economy and all this other shit. All right. I'm not betting on anybody but me to set my course and to take the needed steps to get what I want. And I want to encourage you to do the same. So here's the weekly challenge. Pretend you're in a bubble. Pretend nobody is coming to save you. Pretend just for a minute, because nobody is coming to save you, by the way. Nobody's coming to save you. Now, there's people that love you. There's people that will support you. They will help you. But at the end of the day, nobody's going to fucking come save you. So in essence, you kind of are operating in somewhat of a bubble. But this week, just go, listen, I am my own solution. I am the own savior for my problems. I am the one that I am going to bet on, and I'm going to figure this shit out. That's the first challenge I have for you, is approach each day with that mentality. Second thing is build your confidence. The more you build your confidence, the more of a safe bet you are. One way to build confidence, God, holy shit, we talk about this all the time here, don't we? But one of the ways that you can build your confidence so that you can really jack up that momentum in your life is to overdose on discomfort. The more you OD on discomfort, the more you look for opportunities to get uncomfortable, you will grow stronger. Stop being a chicken shit. One of the reasons, this is a huge reason so many people don't bet on themselves. This is one of the reasons, here, I'll give you a real life example that this is, and this pisses me off, and I feel guilty sometimes because it pisses me off, but it does. Many people will go in our Facebook group, they'll go, how do I meet people in my area that will help my business grow? And I'll reply, something like, you go say hi to them and introduce yourself. Okay? Like, that just comes naturally to me. What I appreciate about these people, and you might be one of them if you're watching this, is you're reaching out for help. But at some level, part of me is going, are you fucking kidding me? You can't solve this problem on your own. You don't need Tom Reber to fucking solve the problem for you, how you meet people. Sack up and go knock on somebody's door or pick up your phone or talk to them in line at Chipotle or whatever the fuck you're doing and go, hey, I noticed that you build homes. I saw your truck outside there, man. Listen, I paint shit and I just want to say hi. My name's Tom. Like, if that makes you uncomfortable, then fucking do it more. All right, so stop looking like there's this balance, right? Like I say, yeah, get a coach, get a mentor, have a community around you. But at some level, you just got to go, I got to bet on myself here. All the conditions in the world for the fucking growth that you want in your life and your business are not going to just magically show up for you because you're asking a bunch of people questions. At some point, you're going to have to figure some shit out on your own. All right, or another example. Tom, how do I find a local networking group like you talk about? Hey, here's a newsflash. It's called fucking Google. Google. You go to this thing called Google. It's on this internet machine thing. And you type in local business networking groups near me. Ask Google the same fucking question you would ask me. Now, please understand what I'm saying. I love the fact that people are reaching out for help. I love that they have some humility and stuff, but holy shit, at some point, you got to be self-sufficient. At some point, you got to bet on yourself. Bet on yourself, because you have what it fucking takes. Trust me, you do. If I figured this shit out, believe me, you can figure this shit out. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the Contractor Fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman to business owner. You're going to learn what it means to know your numbers. You're going to learn how to get your phone to ring. You're going to be able to pick my brain about things that it's going to take to build a strong team. Whatever you want to talk about it, you get access to me. But you also get access to our monthly Fight Night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the Fight Night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use, so you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you've got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high impact, low cost coaching program to help you kick some serious ass in your business. So build your confidence this week. Overdose. All right, first challenge, pretend you operate in a bubble. You're on your own, right? It's sometimes good to be on your own because you got to learn to claw and figure it out and grind. Second thing, build your confidence. Third thing, challenge this week, be assertive. Kind of already touched on this, but ask. You want something, ask for it. You are thinking something, share it. If there's a step that needs to be taken towards your goals, take the fucking step. Be assertive. Go get what you want. Be stubborn about what you want. Tell you what, there's something going on in this world right now where people are feeling like they got to ask permission for everything. Fuck that. I'd rather ask for forgiveness, especially when it comes to building my kingdom, building my empire, helping the people that I want to help in the world. And I know I piss a lot of people off on here, but I don't give a fuck. Because I'm gonna ask for what I want, I'm gonna share what's on my mind, and I'm gonna take the needed steps. And the result has been, here's the cool thing, I've benefited certainly from this being assertive thing in my business and in my life. But you know what? So have you. Every single day, I get a half a dozen, 20 emails, messages, texts, whatever it is that come back to me going, dude, I listened to your podcast, and I did this thing you said, and holy shit, you slapped me upside the head because you just told the truth and I made $5,000 more this week than I ever have in my life. I get story after story after story because I ask, because I share, and because I've taken the steps needed, and you can do the same thing. So damn it, quit betting on other people. Bet on yourself. I'm betting on me. You bet on you. That's what I got this week for you. All right, so listen, share this episode with somebody that you love and care about. And if you're not already getting our daily email tips, text the word tips, T-I-P-S. And this is just the word tips. Don't send a text that says, I'd like to get on the daily tips. Because here's why, guys. We get thousands of these and it's automated. And the automation system won't fucking work if you don't just send the word tips. And I don't know what's going on in the universe, but like just literally over the last week, this has become a problem and it's really fucking annoying. Because then we got to go in and manually reply to you. Please just send the word tips. All right, I'm ranting, okay? I appreciate the fact that you want to be on our daily fight list, email tips, because they're really fucking helpful. But follow the directions I'm giving you. T-I-P-S, that's all you type in the fucking message, to 719-299-3852, my people. Now, damn it, get the fuck out there, attack the shit out of this week, and we'll talk to you guys next time on the weekly fight plan. I'm out.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.